in this room, in our place, in ourselves, be part of being ourselves and finding out what it is to be fully human. So whether we have already been here for 5 minutes or are just coming in, can we do what needs to be done with dignity, quietness, joy? A sense of discovery, always on the crest of the wave of this moment. Feeling into now just before it happens. Whatever we are doing. That electricity just before now. So whether sitting or lying down, if it's possible to rest in towards the back of the body or in towards your sense of your center. Could even play a little bit back and forth, bringing the energy and attention to the front of the body and see what that feels like. And then resting back or in. Feeling what that feels like. Even if it's harder to feel in the back or in the center, can we give this some time, this exploration? And let ourselves rest back and receive. Resting back or in to receive in a place where anything is possible. And so we can be less worried about whether we're doing right or wrong, whether others are doing right or wrong. What if there's actually not a way to do it right or wrong? What if for once we cannot do it right and we cannot do it wrong? There's no hope of either one. What are we left with? What is possible? What becomes available? If we leave this persecution by right and wrong, this struggle and punishment of ourselves and others, if we just leave it for a while and find ourselves in a kind of sacred space, with what is, not our story about what we think is going on, but just what is. For example, right now, maybe sound is more available when there's less pressure to be right and to escape wrongness. Maybe there's openness that includes sounds near and far, a kind of friendliness that is also openness, can become available, like a kind of sofa or bed or easy chair that fits us just right. A restful place where not much needs to be done. Just receiving sounds in awareness that's already happening by itself. The precious, precise wildness of each bird's voice is almost too much to bear. But if we can let our guard down again and again, so what may be our effort is in undoing our defenses, relaxing back or in, and letting our life in. It's not a small thing. Even for just half an hour, letting go of really what we thought we were, and letting life in. Letting it in and letting it be, not needing to trap it, to catch it, to label it, just letting it come through and dissolve. That sound, just as it is. These sounds, just as they are just now, put us in touch with something even more subtle, that I'm calling just before now. That I'm calling resting back and receiving, letting life in. The difference between that receptive place in us that already has heard the sound a second or two before we even can name it. So all we can do to fall into that openness that is friendly is just remembering to relax whenever we can during the day. Remembering that our defenses could just fall down. That something childlike in us wants to feel that almost unbearable, precious, precisely unique experience of this moment, whether it's sound, that in the same moment is here and gone, or whether we could open in that way also to our body sensations. Even the bodily sounds. Sometimes, and maybe especially later on, it will be easy also to let thoughts be as they are, just like another sound of another bird. And even let emotions be as they are, like another kind of breeze in another tree. So when that is possible, when that much openness and freshness is available, can enjoy that. But probably much of the time we could just remember, even when thoughts are going on and swarming like bees, like a bunch of bees, there's also sound and body. That has a kind of directness and a kind of buzzing aliveness. That is in a way more real than when we are caught in thinking and emotion. So maybe for today, just the simplicity of whenever it's possible, relaxing a little more. Resting back, feeling the back of the body or the center of the body. Opening to sound and the whole wide world that we call body. Warm and cold textures on the skin and inside. Movement, heaviness, lightness, vibration. And many different kinds of energies in the flesh, in the body. Just like sounds here and gone at once. So just for fun, and maybe for the first time in our lives, in a new and different way, receiving this richness, standing right on the edge of the unknown, just before now, while enjoying the fluidity and surprise of what's happening just now, sound and body especially. So even if I notice I've been thinking for the last half an hour about where I want to go next, or the argument I had last month, or whatever, I can come back to this richness, permission to relax, and to be alive on the edge of the unknown. Coming out of the bubble of our ideas of what we think is happening, or what we think happened, or what we think is going to happen.